fear, that's true. So many years of blue, I'm stuck in the wind, I got nothing to prove. I got nothing to lose.
This is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good morning.
So true. That was Echo 2K Blissfields and the new Young Lean Blade album. Things happen.
Things happen. Yeah.
We had big plans to play the entire album because it's only 22 minutes long.
Yeah, but we thought we'd, you know, we want to have some room for some other Young Lean Blade, you know, general Drain stuff. So
yeah, so true. Like, Drain stuff? Oh my god, is that the theme?
Whoa, no.
So close.
But what is the theme?
Everything, including the kitchen sink. And that means Drain. We did it. Yippee!
I don't know my soundboard, but...
Oh!
Anyways, next up,
Animal Collective, In the Flowers. Oh, this song nice. Is so, and you might be saying, oh, In the Flowers, how is that in the kitchen sink? It's not Drain Gang.
Yeah, what?
Well, think about it. If you have fresh cut flowers, where do you put them? Where do you put the sink water? In the flowers. In the flowers. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, nice. No, you got it.
Yep. Yeah, let's get into it.
Thank you. Abandoned this part. find somebody to trust and lay low. They can't stand the heat of my love and stay out the kitchen. I wanna find somebody to trust and lay low, but it seems they all on the same mission. I wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. They can't stand the heat of my love and stay out the kitchen.
There's too many things.
It's a good try.
I didn't even do the fade of the... Just learning this radio, you know, almost a year in.
Humble student.
Just working hard this 2 a.m. shift, trying to fade it out the music.
Trying to
fade the Kid Cudi to STR, FKR. Because I can't swear on air, so I'm not...
Duh, who would do that? Not us.
Nope.
Anyways.
Not this 2 a.m. slot. That was In the Flowers by Animal Collective and Kitchen by Kid Cudi.
Can you guys tell how those connected to the theme? In the Flowers was like...
That one makes sense.
Yeah.
No, we're getting... That was the least connected, I would say. We're getting... That's good. It only gets better from here. Well... The next one.
Yeah, you want to. This is a good segue.
This one was like okay. So the next one is Carnival by ST.
Okay, wait. So we have Carnival and then we have Sync. So all right, let's hear it. Okay,
So
how are we getting there?
Like you know, at the carnival, like it's kind of near a fair usually, and they have like a cow. You can like maybe this is a Midwestern fair thing, but you could milk the cow. And milk just reminds you of the kitchen, like a tall glass of milk. That's all I've got.
All right.
It was actually have you ever milked a cow?
I think I have. Actually, I don't know if I.
That could be a fun fact. We were talking about our go-to fun facts.
And that's.
I think really that should be my new one. I've milked a cow.
I don't think that's that cool. I feel like a lot of people have milked cows.
Maybe. It's so close to being a fun fact.
Maybe it's like an alpaca or something.
Like a llama, yeah.
Yeah, you can probably.
Like
right?
A camel. Like, yeah, ooh. I milked a camel.
Oh, interesting accent. Is that where they have the camels?
That's just my southern accent.
What, they got camels down there?
I don't know. It feels like something a southern person would like.
That would be their fun fact.
Tiger King. Wait, I have the funnest fact ever. I have the funnest fact, but it's so lengthy. It's such a lengthy fun fact. But my neighbor, my current at-home neighbor, like works at who's the lady that's Tiger King's like op? Like,
oh, I know who you're talking.
Big Cat Rescue. She works at Big Cat Rescue. Yeah, but they volunteer there and they know her personally.
Oh God.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, because didn't she kill her husband? Isn't that her?
No, oh my God, no, no.
What?
Wait, the Big Cat Rescue?
Okay, I'm going to be real. I never watched Tiger King.
Okay, I don't think. It didn't get that intense. Killed her. I don't think anyone died.
No, I don't think on the show, but I think in real life, like, it turned out, like, she actually killed her husband. Or, like,
Carole Baskin.
Yeah. Didn't she kill her husband?
I thought that was a joke.
Isn't she in jail for it right now?
What? What? You're just making things up. I don't think you can lie like this on air.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, he's alive.
Bro, oh, my God. You're, like, believing the fake news. But they
found him in Costa Rica. Like, come on. Like.
Oh, that's crazy.
He was... Yeah, anyways.
But, yeah, my neighbors... what if they're tuning in right now, do you think? What do you think are the odds of my neighbors, Ted and Joyce Fitch, who also get the NRA magazine?
Nice.
Because I used to cat sit for them. And their cats were crazy. And their house was... I won't get into it because I don't want to bash them on air. They're really nice. They're a former veterinarian, one of them.
Wow. Such big-hearted people, they sound like. That's so kind.
They feed the birds. They would make me feed all the birds, put all the bird food out when they were gone.
Very environmentally conscious, huh?
Well, I don't know because of that, the whole NRA thing. Yeah, big Trump supporters. Yeah.
Yep.
Ted and Joyce. Anyway, I feel we've gotten sidetracked. Let's get into Carnival by STRFKR.
STRFKR.
That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Shine a little magazine. to slaughter, knew I could harm your eye. Crying in Prada in the Bahamas, telling for drama. I get in your head, you do what I said. I'm like your Madonna. Do what I wanna, fuck about that karma. You wanna fuck with me, rose petals on my sheets. Nobody look like me, my body make you weak. My drama court so pure, I'll never be just your soul. I won't be this soldier.
Yeah, I feel like that was better fade out.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Yeah, woohoo! Clap sound effect. Yay! That was... Well, I introduced Carnival already.
By the, who?
STRFKR.
By, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
STRFKR. Yes. And then it was followed up by Drama.
Mm-hmm.
By Blade, Mechatalk, and then with the Charlie XCX feature.
So true. I hope it wasn't a jarring transition from that.
Why would it have been jarring? What is jarring about?
I don't know. I think if I was listening to WMFO at 2 a.m., like, I wouldn't really expect a good transition, but I might that might be enough to maybe put it down and go to bed. Like,
But, I mean, like, this is the everything and the in the kitchen sink, you know? Like,
so true.
You kind of have to be ready for that as mm-hmm. a listener.
Yeah, so that's why Inside Out was by Spoon. Ha ha ha. That was the third song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this theme is pretty awesome for me because I can just play Drain Game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to think of, dude, this is some pretty complex stuff. There's a lot of hoops you're jumping through to make this theme work. And I'm just like, oh, my favorite Cyborg, like, my favorite Echo 2K song, you know?
I love a good play on words. A good little word challenge. I'm into word challenges. It's fun.
Oh, for, like, fun facts?
A good pun? Yeah.
I love word challenges.
People are like the crossword, like
word like no that's what they call the crosswords, like the pro scene. It's word challenge.
ESPN3 word challenges.
Yeah.
We have not had a wheel yet. It's been 30 minutes, no wheel.
That is unacceptable.
It's crazy. Last search on Google, Meriwether Post Pavilion. Are you looking up the wheel?
I am.
I gotta have an anecdote. Oh. I have an anecdote. Do I have a long anecdote?
Go.
Okay, today, the pain of my existence for the past month has been this zipper on the jacket that I wear every day that's broken. I've told this story like 5 times today. It's gotten me mad, but it's been broken for so long, so I like finally went today to the tailor to try and go get it fixed. And then I walked in, he was like, no, we don't do jacket zippers. Like, we only do like men's like tailored clothing. I was like, okay. So then I like called someone else and I was like, how long would it take to tailor a zipper? And they were like minimum a week. I was like, oh my God. So then I went to Michael's to try and find my own zipper. I was like, I gotta DIY this.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
No, it's so broken. Like, it cannot get worse.
But, like, do you have the capacity? Like,
yeah,
you
I can sew. Yeah, I took, isn't like, 4 years of sewing camp. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
wow,
a fun fact
so
about
many
me.
Fun things that I'm learning. I didn't know 4
to
years.
8th grade? No, I think it was 3rd to, maybe it was 3 years.
Your mom had you in sewing camp.
No, I chose to be in it. It was lit. Oh, it was respect. So fun. Hey. I made some really fun things. I made so many pairs of pajama pants. You would not believe it. They were all so ugly. Yeah, but, I'm continuing. I only could find these, like, really small zippers at Michael's. Like, nowhere close to the, like, a jacket zipper. So I bought one, like, mad. And I was trying to zipper it in the craft center. And then Yyla walked in and was like, you shouldn't do that. Like take my jacket. So now I'm taking Yyla's jacket to Amsterdam. Was the point of that story.
No happy
but
ending.
Still, no zipper fix. And now half my jacket, a quarter of the zipper is, like, seam ripped. Because I was starting to take the zipper out.
Darn.
I think this is just a personal anecdote interesting to me.
I was kind of trying to find the wheel. I found a music trivia wheel.
Okay. Yeah.
So you ready?
I'm ready
for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn the.
It really could be any type of music.
It's the questions are they're not they're, okay. Let's see.
Excited.
If you fail this, like, oh, good, low-key, good you good gotta get off out of WMFO.
Shoot.
Uh oh.
They all have that sound. They all have the same wheel sound.
What is a popular song from a Disney movie?
Let It Go. Frozen.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait.
Under the Sea, like, I could go on.
All right, wait. You want to spin it?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is the same app that I found the other one on. This is a good one. This is a good one. Name one Justin Bieber song.
Oh, that's easy. Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, I mean, I have so many choices, you know what I'm saying?
You.
I could say surely. Something trash like Peaches, you know, but I'm going to say like, sorry.
He only real, has one word real name, so I was thinking of Baby.
Yeah, it's not.
It's crazy.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I have any more than that, but.
So true. Like, he only has three songs. Actually?
Justin, like,
I bet he's a crazy long, like, multi-letter one where he tries to be sad.
Oh, yeah. Emo Justin Bieber.
Oh, my gosh. His profile picture. It's him, green light, exasperated.
Oh, he's so hard, like, to be Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. Ghost? I don't even know it.
Oh, God. Wait.
Whoa. Ghost? Sorry is... Oh, Beauty and a Beat. That one's lit.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. Sorry is five.
He's kind of been yourself. Going off. Okay, oh. I know. Love yourself.
That's crazy. Talk about a radio song. That is one.
Oh, wait. Oh my, we should have a radio song set. Wait, that's perfect.
Of like what?
Like you know, radio songs from our childhood. Like.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I look... Holy dude, I have a playlist of that already. I look you. I need to remember that. That playlist is so fun. Like, I stopped listening. It's like, you know, like payphone, you know? Like,
oh my God.
Like that. Or like Safe and Sound.
Wow.
Anyways,
so true,
I'm ready.
So true. Pompeii.
Oh my God. Anyways.
It's fire.
So what happened to good radio music, you know? What happened to good... We were just talking about this. Like, what happened to
Olivia Rodrigo's on the radio. I listened to the radio for like 20 minutes the other day. It was crazy.
And you heard Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of surprised. I didn't realize.
And like Noah Kahan. I was like, okay. Like,
oh, damn. Wait, what were you listening? It was just like random...
It was like local Boston radio. Like the general one.
It's not bad.
I don't know the name of it. Probably should. I only know WMFO.
Yeah.
Only know 91.5. That's all I listen to. It's actually crazy. Like, think, like, how many people do you think are in that studio, like, mixing the sound? Because the sound is kind of crazy.
Probably like.
Like, do you think the person talking is just talking, or are they doing the mixing?
It depends how big the station is, probably. Mm. I don't know.
Like NPR, how many people do you think they have?
I bet NPR has. I'm sure it's not the person talking who has to do it.
Yeah, true.
That would be...
It's crazy.
One day...
Compared to this we'll get an measly assistant. Show. Yeah, if you notice the 10 seconds of dead air at one point, that was just a technical glitch. That it was, wasn't... Yeah, it they were so to, was yeah. not me not forgetting to turn on the soundboard.
Glad we cleared that up.
Not to like put... Yeah. No, that didn't happen. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, let's get into...
Another wheel spin.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say another song.
Oh, I was locked in. All right. Okay. Who's saying All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Like the original? Or like the... Is there Mariah Carey? Wait, did she? Nope.
Yeah.
She wrote that.
She actually probably didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm... That's...
Okay. Well, and now
Ego Baby by Play.
Thanks for reading that.
Whatever.
I haven't forgotten how good we are together. You know, and something tells me maybe you haven't either.
Rip squat.
This love's got everything in reach. I was been off, still streaming. Always trying to stop it, but can't beat that feeling. Trying to go off, how you feeling? When you were lost, you know it's easy. I know it's hard to even see me. But when you do, you get lucky for you. I try to tell them about the night, they didn't understand. I try to show them that there's beauty and this magic in the air. They didn't understand the shadow in the light. Open up your mind. Sky, I'm going golf. Sacrifice your ego, let go and worry to the time. as I go along.
But I fuck to give, ever got one? I'm riding shotgun in a 306. See you eat a big spitting love drunk. Sometimes I wanna kill myself, cause failure's never been an option. Whilst living in the real world, I feel like I'm a real person. So tell me, did you say something? Did you say something? Make paranoid? It's like I ain't got trust, misunderstood church boy, and I always been a happy boy. You even work hard for it, are you jacked up in the gym of steroids? I couldn't deal with hard things, so I put them in a pile, it's worthwhile. No heart from a hard drive, gloss, I cry and I never know what's in store. Every time they talk, and listening becomes a chore. I wanna press reset, I wanna press restore, I wanna swim, get drenched deep, holy water, baptized in the blood of my enemies. I just shrug and breathe heavily.
Scold me no more, darling, when I'm out of my depth. everything, but fuck it, I'm free. Dragging my feet, I sweep the dirt underneath. My Persian rug, I'm trusting no one but me. You are what you eat, I must be nothing. Oh, we all get sad sometimes, so wishbone with no backbone. Phone distracts me from my life, make plans but I'm bound to cancel. Roaming data don't provide a tariff with no hassle. Roaming data don't provide a tariff with no hassle. Oh, we all get sad sometimes, so wishbone with no backbone. Phone distracts me from my life, make plans but I'm bound to cancel. Roaming data don't provide a tariff with no hassle. Roaming data don't provide a tariff with no hassle. Scold me no more diving when I'm out of my depth. Tie me up and leave me when I'm holding my breath. Oh, what a waste of time, what a waste of time. Low at the best of times. Low at the best of times. Low at the best of times. Low at the best of times.
And now for a quick PSA. We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. This PSA was brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. And one more time, that was feedingamerica.org. Thank you.
So true. Yeah.
Yep.
What but made you choose that one?
You know, the kids.
So true,
We gotta help the kids.
So true.
I feel like, you know, when people say they want to help the kids, but then they don't help the kids. You feel me? If everybody wants to help the kids, then why aren't the kids being helped? Somebody's lying.
Oh my gosh.
And it's not me.
Are you helping the kids?
I'm still a kid.
Okay. Okay. Like, you're 19 years of age. Like,
I help kids. Like... I mean, I did too. I was support staff.
Those are kids. Some of them are 18. They were older than me.
And some of them.
One of them was older than me.
And some of them weren't. You know, like some of them were kids. Like, come on.
I don't know if you can call an 18-year-old a kid.
There were some people in there that looked like they were like 12. Like they are kids. Like, I don't care.
Oh my god.
That's not.
Don't bash people on air.
It's not a bash. Isn't. I mean, is that a bash to say that somebody looks 12?
A little bit when they're in college. What if someone told you you look 12?
That would be crazy.
You'd be taken aback. You'd be a little offended.
I don't know. Obviously, you think I look... I guess that's, yeah. Anyways, let's move on. I spin the wheel. I didn't want to talk about that. I felt like, yeah.
So true. Got sidetracked there from the PSA.
I love it, yeah. What a great sound. It just never gets old.
Love, like. I swear they have one wheel sound. They have nothing else.
Oh, wait. All right, Brooke.
Oh, God. Scared.
Name 5 musical instruments.
Oh, my God. 5? What?
5.
I only know piano. piano, violin, viola, cello, bass.
That's 4.
Piano.
That's 4.
Piano, violin, viola, cello, bass.
Okay, that's 5.
I can name more, like mandolin, like harp.
Okay, I was just, it seemed like you were kind of running out there, so I just wanted to see if you had
Oh, no. I could do more.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Good drums, stuff. Like.
Oh, whoa, really?
Percussion.
That's my favorite instrument.
The trumpet. Do you think this is offensive? Someone told me that if I were an instrument, I'd be a clarinet. No, was it oboe? I think it was oboe.
I think
that's...
See, when you said clarinet, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then you said oboe.
It was oboe.
That's,
And they said it such certainty, and everyone agreed. So, should I...
Oh wow.
Should I be wary?
Do you know? Have you seen an oboe?
No, I'm aware.
So you know that's what they said, that
I'm
that's
okay.
You as an instrument.
I hope I'm remembering that right. I think it was oboe.
Do you hope you're remembering that right though, or?
Well, whatever it was, I was a little bit like, what do they mean by that?
Actually, you know, I mean, it's just very niche, honestly. It's not even that bad. It's just very niche.
It's like, maybe I'll learn the oboe. Maybe this is a sign.
This is a kind of fun chart. I wish we could show our listeners this.
I wish this was a visual thing.
But it's a side-by-side of a flute and an oboe, a clarinet and a bassoon. Which, who would have thought?
I was thinking the bassoon was the oboe because I was thinking of the mouthpiece. That's like it.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I.
It's like verging into like trumpet. I don't know. It's morphing.
I think it's kind. I mean,
it's like an evolutionary photo.
It looks kind of like. Anyway, yeah. I kind of want to learn the best. No, I don't. It's just kind of cool. But I. Yeah. Anyways.
One day, I'll learn the oboe.
Inshallah.
Oh.
What? That's anyways, should we spin it?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, so I'm asking you because that's on the wheel.
So true, you already saw it. I can spin it again.
Yeah, we actually
flip it around.
But at the same time, I feel like I could stump you with this one.
So oh,
like
okay, kinda, okay.
This is pretty hard. I'm like, what is Daddy Yankee's most popular song?
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about popular.
Daddy,
it has to be
Daddy Yankee.
It has to be Despacito. He was on that.
Oh god. Oh wait. Oh wait. You might have had that actually.
Oh my god. Wait, it might be Gasolina. He wasn't even.
Oh,
Despacito's
no, no.
Four.
But look at the streams. I mean, Despacito.
Oh, it's Despacito. It's Despacito. Let's go. Can't fool me, music wheel.
Ah, nice. That's.
I know, Daddy Yankee. I bet they're like, yeah, it's a gimme. Like everyone knows it. They probably made it during when Despacito was popular.
Yeah. Who doesn't know Daddy Yankee?
Oh. Name two Queen songs.
Bohemian Rhapsody, and another one, Bites the Dust.
So true.
Yes.
The one right under it was name one male rapper. Just one.
Like, it's fine. All right.
Getting into Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K. Yeah.
You make it look so easy. Forbidden fruit when I
So I see the sugar and diesel juxtaposition as kind of a connection between the sweetness of the sugar, but also the sourness of the diesel. And, you know, the vocals are like so sweet. And they're kind of high-pitched and soothing. But then we were just looking at the lyrics here. Oh, man. Guys. So, he can't handle it no more. That sour, like diesel.
That was oh my god, how far back are we? Haters Broke by Ty Boy Digital, Sooner by Slow Tie, and Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K.
Yep. Yeah. Anyways.
If you heard something in the background of Sugar and Diesel.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that. That's just a special treat for those who are really intently listening. Yeah. You know? Like, respect.
Yeah, be
we see you.
It'll be like Easter eggs, like quiz at the end of the semester.
Oh.
Who can get the best score? You win a $10 Dunkin' gift card. No.
No, we are not.
No horrible idea. It looks like we have, I don't know, one listener maybe.
Okay.
Or two, or 35. I don't know how to read this thing. It says all those numbers.
We hope you guys are enjoying.
Colin, if you're listening. No one texts. There's a chat box. No one ever hits it up.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever used the chat?
No, but I don't really listen to...
What are you saying? Like,
why would you... Ooh, I shouldn't say that on air. I have been meaning to listen to it more.
That's good.
Yeah. Just a goal of mine. How often do you listen to it?
Every once in a while.
You know, be real. Like, be real with the listeners. Like... I feel like they would appreciate like
a little insight into Yeah, I'd say I listen to it maybe like once a week, you know.
Okay.
I'll remember, I'll throw it on for a few sets, you know.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
This feels like a good time to get into our last song, which, true to the kitchen theme,
and
it's gonna be cooking up something good by Mac DeMarco. Wait, I'm gonna fade it.
You're gonna fade the outro?
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
Because you know that. Okay.
I thought, this is the witching hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio.
I'm still up.